RTE2FM. Let's do a bit of this.
Friends.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. It's time to chat through the best calls and texts of the week with two of my best friends. And this week, we have actress Norma Sheen and comedian Stephen Mullen. Welcome, guys.
Good morning.
Hi. Hi, besties.
Hi.
How's life?
All is well, yeah. How
good,
are you?
Good, good. Do you know each other? Not really.
First time meeting just outside there. But we had the crack already, didn't we, Norma?
We had the crack by... Well, I think you're a bestie because I didn't even wash my armpits this morning, but...
That's real love.
I should have made an effort for Stephen.
Really. I didn't warn you.
Yeah,
I
didn't warn me.
Oh! Okay, let's get to it. I have to talk to you guys about PDAs because on Monday, we were all kind of retching when we talked about people wearing the face off each other in public, basically. We got a call from a Sri Lankan listener who said that they have lads in public parks who whistle to stop things getting too hot and heavy.
Oh, wow.
Norma. PDAs when you were a young one, were you flat out wearing the face off, lads? Your family? Were you always hugging each other? Tell me.
Oh no! We would that whistling thing. No, I could enjoy that, but I would have presumed that would be a builder whistling at me, or something.
Yeah.
Do you know when you reach a certain age and you're delighted that someone goes oh.
Yeah, over 40.
But
definitely.
As a child, there was no hugging in the house. No, there was no touchy feely. And so I had to kind of train myself with the kids. You know, say if a day or two went that you hadn't hugged them, go and give them an old hug. So cold Catholic, miserable.
Cold Catholic.
Drop of alcohol changed all that, though. The old West Coast cooler kicked in, and then the old blacklist of boys in the back of the journal in St. Angela's in Cork.
But so how are you dealing with your kids now? Because the girls are preteens, teens?
Oh, they're oh, God.
Are they flat out with the PDAs?
Well, I have a 13-year-old and two 15-year-olds. So the hormones are high.
Yeah.
The hormones are high.
God love you.
And I don't want to give them a bad name, but they're identical. Twins, the two 15-year-olds, so do you know what I mean? They can have a bit of mischief. But they did say the other day, they said, "Mom, you're safe with us because we're a cold creature like you."
Oh good.
So lovely. You know.
So I'm trying to give them a bit of warmth and love.
Yeah.
Oh no, I can't tell that story on air. Sorry.
Okay.
No, enough. Moving on.
Beep, beep, beep. Okay. So no PDA, so you're safe. So you should go to
better.
Sri Lanka on
better.
Holiday. You'd do really well. You wouldn't have a young fella blowing in your ear.
A young fella blowing in my ear. All right, just moving
Science
on.
Divine.
Moving on.
Stephen, do you look back on your teenage years with a burning sense of shame at the heavy petting you were at? Were you at the heavy petting? Tell us.
Yeah, there used to be trips down the, after school, down the graveyard. You know, that's where all the shifting, as it was called, that
yes.
back in the day. I don't know what it's about graveyards and shifting.
Football pitches as well.
Football pitches. Oh, yeah, behind the gas scoreboard or whatever like that. And there's always someone going looking for a slitter at the wrong time.
Yeah. Yes.
And all I will say, because yesterday was such a lovely evening, I went for a drive. I went up to Howth on my own, bit of me time, do you know what I mean? Went up to made the foolish choice to go up to the summit, right, as it was getting dark. And fair play to them, that's what I say. You know, everyone's getting their smooch on in the cars. There was a couple next to me, I swear to God, they must have been in their 70s.
Like, oh, Jesus, isn't that cute?
It was amazing. Like, that straight in there going for it. I was like, fair play to them.
And were you like knocking on the window going, look at you, everybody, look at this.
No, you're
this
not
couple.
Allowed to knock on the windows.
No, we can't
Jim.
Knock on the
windows.
Oh, there's a name for that.
That's a coded thing. Yeah.
Jogging, logging, jogging.
But you were a funny looking fella, Steve. Like, were they all chasing you?
No, I just. when I was a kid.
Because
I was a bit different looking. Yeah, that's the Latino side of me. So they're like, so I grew up in East Cork, you know. So the girls at the combo window would be shouting, Mullen's a fly, boy. Just because I got a tan.
He's got a fly. He's not orange like the rest of us in Cork.
What about now? So you don't mind public displays of affection these days if they're old and cute? What if they're young? Like, do you mind? How do you feel about watching young ones or just, people the same age as you?
Do you know what? You'll be ugly long enough. Do whatever. Just don't harm anyone and make sure everyone's the right age. And stuff.
Yeah, exactly. I agree.
Okay.
I was in the pub recently watching the football. I think these lads were doing it to wind up everyone else in the pub. The big TV screen is straight in front of us, and there was a gay couple, like, hammered. Going hell for leather under the screen. It was the best thing ever.
Great.
I'm trying to watch United here. You know,
That's
brilliant.
Great for the back
that was brilliant. Yeah.
Okay, so we're okay with PDAs.
Absolutely.
That's good. You guys probably know all about this. Working for free was a big topic on this week's show. And we talked to callers about the value of working for free when you're young to get experience or exposure? Norma, you're still... No, where did you stop working for free? You know what I mean? Because as an actor, you do a lot of unpaid gigs for experience, to meet people, you know, in this industry. You do. Stephen, I'm sure you've done it as well in comedy. Yeah. But what's your take on it? Is it just expected in acting?
Yeah, I mean, for theatre back in the day, you know, you'd sign up to a play and the wage wouldn't cover your accommodation and your, you know, they'd say, come in from London, do this play, you should be very privileged to do it, and you can't cover your travel and your thing. And you just do it and you're dope. But you get to an age where your kids are expensive or your life is expensive. And also, if I go and do a short film at the weekend and I give them a whole day of my time and there's no money involved, that's fine. I've given them the day, sound, they might remember me down the line. Mm. But when they come back then and ask you to do PR, media, when you turn up to a festival, are you going, you haven't laughed.
Yeah, there's cut off points.
You haven't laughed. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. So.
But you only learn that because, you know, when you're in this industry, or there's lots of industries, you get so used to it and you want the experience and you want to be better.
Yeah.
But there has to be a cut off point.
It doesn't always come back around to you.
No, it doesn't. So we kind of figured out it's not working for free, it's working for experience. There's a difference. So if you're so the short film, you'll get something out of it because you're a weirdo and you love acting like consistently. Yeah. Drama and literature and art. So you do it for the soul as well, if it's a good script, I would presume.
Yeah.
And those guys might remember you down the line. So there's a reason to do it. You get value out of that.
Totally, it's terrible.
But have you ever worked and there's absolutely... Like, I've been, you know, living in New York, the amount of times I did trial days as a waitress. Do you ever do those days?
No. Yeah.
Norma. So you go into this fancy restaurant, they go, okay, you come in for a trial day. Basically... It's an unpaid day. The only people benefiting out of that is the restaurant or the company. I don't think they can do that anymore. But you go in and you just give your time and your efforts and you be sweating.
Well, auditions are a bit torturous. I mean, people like me do. You could be doing a few a week and each one could take 2 days out of your life.
Yes.
And you never hear back.
Do you think they ask for more these days in an audition?
Yeah, because you do them from home. They can send
the
in tapes, thousands of tapes.
Yeah.
They don't
forever
need to
with the tapes.
Yeah, yeah. And the tape endless. Gets to nobody. Yeah. And it's utter disrespect that you've spent a day learning it, a day filming it, editing it, sending it in, and no one gets back to you.
No,
Yeah. So you just say no now from this. You just go, no, do you know what? I'd say now at this stage, I'd be okay to do Mary, the shopkeeper with the five lines. Get back to me, sure, look at it if you think I can do it.
Yes.
But I'm not taking a rejection for Mary, the shopkeeper with the five lines. Go, stick it up here. Yeah.
Stephen, what about you? Have you worked for free much? Have you done it a lot?
In lots of different, like you were talking about the restaurant thing, and it's funny, like some of the best restaurants in the world, people will work for months at a time for free as a chef.
Really?
It's called you know, doing a stagiaire. Yeah.
Doing
honestly,
what?
It's called, I'm pronouncing it wrong. It's a French term, but stagiaire.
Stagiaire.
So you do a stage, and you basically, I know people who worked for months for free in restaurants just so they can have that restaurant on their CV moving forward, kind of thing.
Okay. Well, so there's value in that.
Absolutely. There's value in it. And there's a lot of, because I started out in London and started comedy in London. Same thing. Like, I was like for a good year before, like, commuting two hours per evening after work just to get your 5 minutes up. But then you get to a point then after years, like, well, I've got 5, 10, I've got 15, you know, then it's like, no, you got to pay me. Do you know what I mean? So you work to get to that point, you know what I mean?
Well, what do you think of the next generation? Like, thinking of your daughters and the younger generation. Like,
in fairness, they do child minding. You know, they're good to
okay,
do
well,
it
that's good. That's good. But that's because of you, because you have a good work ethic.
Get out there, earn money, and cop on.
But the Gen Z, we had an abundance of text and messages saying, you know, we get these Gen Z coming in, they just don't want to work. There's no pride in work. There's no pride in their work. So they're only doing it to get the money, but they're not. There's no pride in their work.
They couldn't agree more. I've been working in restaurants for years with these younger generation, and oh my God, they have no problem like turning up late. I remember I had a Glaswegian sous chef. He used to always say to me, time to lean, time to clean, right? So you couldn't be seen to be doing nothing.
Time to lean, time to clean.
If you've time to lean, you've time to clean. And the younger generation have no problem standing around going, oh, it's boring in here today, isn't it? You know, that kind of a vibe.
But then if you pushed it, they'd have anxiety.
Exactly.
They'd have 10 labels, where we'd no labels back then. We could just
they're late for their mental health.
Do you know, and you, yeah.
Okay, so but you have to come to a point where you go, okay, now this is foolish, I'm going to stop now.
Yeah.
And that feels great, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
And when you get there, it's great.
It gives you good work ethic as well.
But same with charity work. I mean, you could do full-time charity work. I know for a fact, the minute amount of charity work I get asked to do, you get at least 100 times that.
Yes.
And favours. And will you come on my podcast?
Yeah. So I pick right now, like in my 20s and 30s, I used to do everything. But now I pick and choose in the charities. Pick the ones that really mean something to me and do it that way and give your time. And that's for a reason. Body hair. Let's do it. Let's talk about body
hair. Take your clothes off, Stephen. I'm already half naked here.
So on Wednesday, we had a big body hair debate after Rachel McAdams, the actress, went public with her armpits. We got some great texts about when it all goes wrong. Stephen, are you into a lady with hairy armpits?
I'm not. For me, it's just a hygiene thing. I'm not anti it or anything like that. I've had dalliances with hairy women.
Have you?
Yeah. Yeah.
Where's the hair been? Where's the hair?
On their body. Yeah, on just underarms. Pits. Kind of pits, yeah, yeah.
Arms. Some women get very heavy arms and...
It depends. Like, I think beauty is in the eye of the beholder. And
okay. Shut up.
I had hairy pits.
No, it didn't. It didn't put me. It did.
It
honestly,
didn't put you off.
It depends on the individual. Like that particular individual didn't put me off.
She
it was
super
kind of,
hot. With armpit hair. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
I had hairy armpits for the last 6 weeks because I had an injury and I couldn't get in under. Just couldn't get the old the movement. I won't quit the old wrist problem. Tis gross, like.
How can I ask, what's it like? Because, you know, I've had everything lasered.
Lasered, yeah, that's all the rage.
We need to talk. I need a
the
number.
The pain I've gone through.
Oh, really?
So worth it, though. Torture. Yeah. However, yeah. I was asked the question, what happens? Because Graham was talking about his hairy armpits. I'm like, well, does it, I have this vision that it just keeps going. Like, if I had hair and it was to grow, it would just keep going and going and going.
It gets softer and curls up into itself a bit.
Yeah, does it?
Yeah, matted, yeah.
And how did it feel, that hair under your arm?
No, it was only 6 weeks.
It's a long time.
Yeah, and my armpits wouldn't be the worst. I do have the rainforest down below, but...
Did somebody give out to you once about the rainforest?
Yeah, I went for a Hollywood before I went... I was going out to Hollywood for the first time, so I thought I'd get a Hollywood. And she got very aggressive at me because it took an hour and a half and she had a customer waiting outside. She was like, oh, you'll lose... She got into places. So yeah.
I'm running out of wax here.
Yeah, running out of wax here. No, it was...
She gave out to you for being so hairy.
Yeah, and nobody saw the benefits of it. I was... Hidden away, you know.
It's a shame.
I don't know how you do it. I did wax the chest once, and I was like, "How do women do this?"
We don't wax our chest.
I know, but in more sensitive places, I'm like, "Oh my god, I'd never."
The pain.
Oh, the pain, horrific! I'd never do the back sack and crack thing.
Oh,
no
you
way.
Should.
Really?
You should, as a little experiment for the show.
I will now.
I've seen
the horror videos when it goes wrong. It's like, no, exactly.
Oh,
I could never do it.
Or does the skin come off as well?
It has done, yeah. It's like I'm actually I'm curling up here thinking about it. Yeah.
Okay, so that's hair. So we're okay with body hair, you know, in certain places at certain times.
It depends on the individual. Hygiene's a big thing, by the way.
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, just because you have hair doesn't mean you can't wash yourself. Like that that's something.
But all my sisters are lucky. They all have Protestant pubes.
Oh,
what do you mean?
Just apparently like an old... few old straggly hairs.
You have Catholic bush.
They could nearly pluck their vagita.
Oh wow.
Good name for a band, wouldn't it? Catholic bush.
Okay, well what about grey hair then? Because I've none thanks to my hairdresser. But what about you, Norma?
I've never had one yet. Yeah.
Liar.
My mother didn't have one at 71. Come on, you can apparently, like my sister said I do, but the hairdresser says I don't. I haven't been to the hairdresser since January, girl. I'm filthy. Manky.
I'm so jealous. I'm in there every couple of weeks.
Yeah, but you look great because of it.
Yeah, I know.
So I need to get greys and start fixing myself.
But no, you have the benefit. You have loads of time, but you're busy doing your self-tapes and running after your children, making sure they're not licking the face of
home baking.
Lads.
Home baking.
You're blessed. You are blessed. You're quite dark now. As a man, would you...
I have got grey hairs, though. It just doesn't pop out sometimes. But I wouldn't. I mean, I think as a man, it just looks terrible sometimes with the old... But the dyeing doesn't look great on the men for some reason. It's
why can't you get that right? What, lads, why can't you get the dye?
If it goes too shiny. If it's like blue black, it's too shiny.
Yeah.
I think it's because...
They do it themselves because they're ashamed to go to a hairdresser and get it done properly. Is that what it is?
But also because the salt and pepper look isn't that bad. For some reason, people accept it on the men.
It's lovely.
A little bit better.
I like it too, Jen.
I do like it too.
It's lovely.
I do like it too.
It's lovely.
We need to... Norma needs to collect herself. So we're going to take a quick break and we'll be back with more because I really want to get into wardrobe malfunctions. Apparently you've had two.
I've arrived with one here anyway.
And adult tantrums.
Oh yeah.
Friends. Just friends. Back at it with me pals here, having the chats with Stephen Mullen, comedian and actress Norma Shane. She also is many other things, and a woman who doesn't have grey hair. You absolute bitch. So jealous. I didn't realise that. Look, I thought you'd get highlights every 6 weeks. Bits.
You've lovely strong hair.
No, you have lovely hair.
No, you have lovely bottoms.
Let's talk about your wardrobe malfunctions, because on Tuesday we talked about callers and their wardrobe malfunctions and things that can go wrong, and it tends to happen to a lot of women. But Nora, what springs to mind when I mention wardrobe malfunctions?
Just a recent one where my kids thought my boobs were a bit limp, and they gave me chicken fillets for Christmas. And I decided to lash them on when I was doing Shirley Valentine and the Gaiety in front of 1,000 people during the second act when I'm in a bikini. And of course I get sweaty. I'm a sweater. And I just felt this thing sliding down my bare belly. Wow.
Like a slug crawling down your belly.
Like a slug sliding down my belly. And I went to grab it, but it fell to the ground, my chicken fillet. And I picked it up and I walked back to the table and put it in the basket and I continued on.
Amazing.
Yeah. So I don't know. That's not
the
worst.
Was it the left or the right?
It was the right.
Fair play to the kids buying that for Christmas. Yeah. That's lovely.
They're on it. They are on it.
But then the next night, the mic pack went wrong and there was no bag to hold it. So I ended up, they changed one during my costume change and I couldn't get it to stay on my body. So I stuck it into, it was sliding down my tights. So I stuck it kind of on the, this isn't good for air.
Go on.
At the top of my ass crack.
Very good.
And clenched for 15 minutes.
How do you remember your lines when you're clenching your ass crack like that? She's a professional. You are a pro.
Yeah.
That is amazing. Amazing.
Now, I don't know if they binned the sound pack after that or not. I hope they did.
Anti-backed it, or at least.
Well, the next night they put it in a jondom.
What's that?
A condom, sorry. So that it wouldn't...
oh wow, the sweat. That's very thoughtful of
you. You know the old Mountjoy trick.
Sorry, and that's
Stephen, have you had any on stage issues?
I had one recently where a lovely person put up a lovely photo of me performing on stage in Athenry, and of course everybody knows, and the first thing I notice is that the fly is down.
Jeez,
everyone starts commenting, and then I got a message from another person who's like, yeah, I was at the show in Athenry tonight and I saw you a couple of months ago in Galway as well, and your fly was down then. I thought it was part of your act, but you never mentioned it.
Lowly his fly in Athenry.
What is worse? Is it the fact that it happened or that nobody tells you?
Yeah, well, it's the fact that everybody can see it, but everyone just thinks it's like normal for so that nobody's mentioned it. Yeah, it's just like that.
I think pair of jeans.
Yeah,
it's a pair of trousers, and it's just just before you go on, you keep doing the bloody toilet run because the nerves are going or whatever before you go on.
Zip it, €25, they'll fix it for you.
Yeah. So I just keep forgetting to zip it. I forget a lot of things, but that's the ADHD.
Okay, well that's the ADHD. That'll do that to you. Let's talk about adult tantrums because I have to play this clip. I don't know if you've heard this. You probably have. There was a clip going around of this gentleman on a flight having an absolute hissy fit about a baby. It was a crying baby. Now, an infant, not a toddler or an older kid that you could throw sweets at to shut them up. This child was obviously in pain and he went absolutely bananas. Have a listen to this.
We are in a tin can with a baby in a goat chamber. And you want to talk to me about being gay?
Okay, because you're yelling.
So that's is the baby. Baby.
Okay, so you're a man.
Ignore your voice. Blow it up, baby sports.
Now, a lot of people who were videoing this gentleman were laughing, and a lot of people then started getting really kind of aggressive. And then his last words were, "F that baby."
Wow.
I know. Norma, you've definitely had a tantrum like this.
No, I'm quite calm. I internalise it. See, if I
said very passive aggressive.
That's it now.
Yes.
I was doing a show in Tralee last night, and do you know when you're driving along the motorway and someone... You're allowed to go 120 and some gobdaw is in the fast lane. There's trucks around, so you can't go in. Some gobdaw is in the fast lane at 100 for ages and ages. Mm. And you're flashing and flashing and you're indicating whatever. And then the other ucker put his arm out the thing and started go like he was doing it deliberately.
Go around.
I think road rage.
Is that what he was saying?
So I was just kind of reminding him, you know, passively.
Nicely.
I'm passive aggressive.
Okay. Yes. Okay. Yeah. So you've never had a tantrum, not even when you were pregnant with twins and you were mental.
Listen, I'm sure if anyone's listening, they're going, that crazy wagon.
Yeah, yeah.
But when I do have a tantrum, if I get cross with the kids even, it takes me about 48 hours to shake it off. It goes into my cells. So for selfish reasons, I use a more kill them with kindness or that kind of approach.
Okay, that nice. Is your yeah, be passive.
Selfish.
Yes,
selfish.
Yes. Cormac battles sometimes when he knows he's going to lose it with his kids. He very, it's kind of scary and kind of creepy. It's a thing of horror movies. He goes out and he closes all the windows in the house so the neighbours don't hear and then goes, and okay. just loses okay. it.
Whereas I, when the twins used to bite holes in each other, I'd move them apart, but then I'd remove myself from the situation. So I'd go into the garden, close the door, and they could see me. But then they'd be like, she's a weirdo, what's going on? And they'd forget about their fight.
Okay.
So I'm going, I can't be, I'm going to remove myself from this.
Good tactic.
I like it.
Yeah.
Now, interestingly, you're going to learn something about Stephen now, Norma. Brace yourself. Stephen used to play League of Ireland football.
Oh, yeah, it's a long time ago now.
Yeah. But how many refs do you reckon you screamed at? And did it ever help?
I don't know. I was trying to remember, like, I think I only got sent off once in a football game. But in Ga, I got a suspension for a few months at one stage. But I'm much better now. And although all the lads from Sunday morning, 7-a-side, are going, is he better? Yeah, right. But I did lose it last Sunday, so I'd like to apologise to Dave Spencer.
What did you do to Dave Spencer?
Well, he just kept losing the ball. And then he made the comment, he's like, just because you're tired, he said, well...
You went at him.
That was it.
Yeah, you went at him. Okay.
But I like to think it's passionate as well. Like, do you know what I mean? You have to kind of, you
explain
know.
The League of Ireland football. Where can we see you in action?
Oh, this is years ago. Now he's doing seven aside. This is. It was under 21s. It was like I was a much.
Don't put it down. It's impressive. It's impressive. But, however, because I have you see the tallies there on the screen, and we have the RTÉ news. Sometimes football pops up, Premier League, and the amount of tantrums I witness.
Yeah.
And I'm like, why are you screaming at the ref? It never works.
It's the Latino in me. I think that's what it is.
Don't put it down.
I'm the mixture of Maradona and Roy Keane in me. Like, what do you expect? Like,
so we've all had the tantrums.
But referees say things to wind you up as well, can I just say? They will say things
to
wind.
So?
Oh, I know so. They do to wind up, and so you go even more mad. And then he'll little smile on his face as he gives you the yellow card. Now keep talking there, Stephen. Good man. And then you just laughed at.
Norma, there's a text in here for you. It's not a fast lane. It's an overtaken lane. Adult tantrum here. People calling it the fast lane.
No, okay, sorry. Don't mean the fast lane.
Shouldn't mean it.
Why did she sit in the in the overtake lane?
Let go, Norma. Go
next
on.
Next to a truck, so nobody could get by.
Yeah.
She deliberately sat there. For ages, like I mean 30, 40, 50 kilometres.
Go on, Norma.
In the overtake lane without overtaking sweet F.A. And everyone behind trying to get
overtake.
To a show in Tralee. I don't go over the limit. I don't go too fast. I don't have points. I don't get speeding thingies. But why? Do you know the guards can stop her and can actually give her points and give her a fine for jamming up the road with her pathetic 100 kilometres in the overtake lane?
I never knew you got so cork. You get so cork when you get angry.
Sorry.
And these little veins pop
sexy?
Out in your head.
Is it sexy?
The Roy Keane veins.
I'm all over it. Can I just say, Stephen, he's talking there, saying he doesn't like women with hairy armpits, that it's unhygienic.
No, I didn't say that.
You didn't?
Yeah.
Well, listen.
They don't listen.
Does
I did not
he
say
Does he have
that.
His pits done? Do you have your pits done?
I don't, know. I have trimmed them the odd time, for going on holidays and all that, but... I know lots of fellas do that. They remove the upper body hair altogether.
Yeah. What about down there? Do you trim down there? Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
I saw something on Instagram, because that's where we all get our knowledge. The reason men have to trim their blows is so that something looks longer.
Yeah. See, I've been with Lau for 15 years, so I like to mix it up. So, I like him to, let it grow, trim it, plait it, dye it, whatever, just so I feel like it's someone else for a change.
No. How's Lau?
He's good.
Tell him I was asking.
I will. She's just as creepy with my husband as she is with you. Don't worry, Stephen.
He doesn't know me at all.
Thank you for being my friends this week. That was enlightening.
Can I mention Jack and Jill?
I'm just about to bloody ask you.
You're having another tantrum.
I thought she was going to cut me off.
Oh, my God. People still giving out about the fast lane. What are you doing with the Jack and Jill?
Oh, I'm so sorry about the fast lane. All right.
Jack and Jill.
Jack and Jill Foundation.
Yeah.
They are doing Incognito, going live on the 26th. So there's 3,000 paintings by 1,000 artists up there. Go to incognito.ie and you pick from one of the 3,000 pictures, 65 quid each, and it's for Jack and Jill. And Jack and Jill are just phenomenal. Please don't buy my pictures. They're the worst of the 3,000.
Did you make one?
look, let's not go there. It's cringerama.
Who but the else other, has done the paintings?
Stop it. Like famous artists, Paul Costello, like the proper brilliant stuff. You could get something worth thousands up there for 65 quid.
Well,
if
I'm looking to decorate my hall, so I am definitely going to jump on incognito.ie.
Incognito.ie. Nice. Now, they're quite small. They're not massive.
Yeah, that's so, okay. Yeah. But I might just randomly pick one. Wouldn't be gas if I randomly picked yours.
You won't.
Okay.
You won't. And the Jack and Jill, it's for kids under six. And what they do is that for, you know, who have severe conditions, and they provide free nursing care and all that kind of stuff. It's everyone knows about Jack and Jill.
Yes.
I don't have to push
No, you don't. They're amazing. Yeah. And that is a really good idea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love
everything
that.
Sells. Everything sells, by
yeah,
the way.
Yeah, I can imagine.
So 1,000 pictures.
Is it going live at a certain time?
Wednesday goes live, but you can go up and see them now and you can put them on your wish list. So if there's, say, 10 people want a particular picture, it's luck of the draw. So, yeah.
So
yeah.
You can't bid someone out. No, probably
you can't. It's all €65. But on, you can get in there quick on Wednesday or get in there now for the wish list.
Okay, I like it. You doing anything for the greater good, or you just want to plug one of your
shows? Yeah, my charity is my daughter's lunchbox on a school day. No, I just, I'm on tour again.
Are you on tour?
I'm on tour. Yeah, sorry, the tour sold out, but we just added on a Dublin date. So go on to thestephenmullen.com.
Stephenmullen.com. You're doing great at the moment. It's great to see. And can we just remind people, if Stephen has his fly down,
yeah.
Do you need a signal?
Please email it. That's a good shout. Yeah, let's come up with a signal.
Maybe a signal.
I don't know, Send in
your
signals.
Send in your signals. 515. It just doesn't work on radio. Maybe a wave. Maybe a tap of the nose.
Tap of the nose.
Tap of the nose. Maybe a sailor. Like,
yeah, yeah. Hello,
like,
sailor.
Nod to the cap. Like, nod to the cap. Yeah. Maybe airplane flying low. Airplane
just
arms.
Just leave it down.
I'll be there for 10 minutes kind of figuring out what the signal means.
Like, what is happening? So, StephenMullen.
TheStephenMullen.com. Yeah, the second Dublin date just went on sale. There's a few tickets left.
And we have to mention your podcast with Taryn.
That's it. Friend Zone. It's doing great.
Darren.
Zoned.
You're Darren.
Taryn
O'Sullivan. Oh, yes.
I know it's Taryn.
Yes,
it's an unusual name.
No, I've heard that one. I thought there was a new one with Darren.
But no, it's going great. Yeah, we're having great lols.
Yeah, so go and check out that podcast. And show wise.
Oh, Gaiety in June with The Matchmaker. And then all the other places around the M50 tour and the rest of the country.
Yeah, okay. And if you see her on the motorway. And she's beeping you.
Look, I didn't mean that. I meant the overtake lane.
Just get out of her way.
We
you're better off.
Hundreds of us not allowed to overtake for ages because she's sidled up next to the truck.
Just get over it. Jen Zamparelli on RTE 2FM.